Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is Saturday Night Live radio show featuring Cinzira Mendez. And tonight's show will be about... It will be about the mental health disorders that loved ones have and endure. I'm just going to basically talk about what is the difference between mental disorders and mental conditions, and basically how to identify the difference between both the mental disorder and condition. I'm going to also talk about how to evaluate changes in behavior and lifestyles. Another factor would be how to live with the loved one suffering from mental disorders and how to understand, you know, characteristics that, you know, as a loved one you should have and what to expect and how to cope with irregular behaviors. So basically how to assess behavior patterns and what to expect. Now, please be advised, I am not a psychologist. I'm not, you know, in that profession. This is just, you know, by experience and me just sharing my thoughts on, you know, taking care of someone that may have, you know, a mental disorder, also known as a mental illness. Okay, so I wanted to start off by talking about what is the mental disorder, also known as mental illness. So according to Mayo Clinic, a mental illness is called a mental health disorder, which refers to a wide range of mental health conditions. Okay, and usually mental disorders affect, you know, the person's mood, their thoughts, and their behaviors. Okay, and then just very briefly, what is the mental condition? Okay, so once again, according to Mayo Clinic, it is a diagnosis, which is also an identification of a nature of illness or other, or prognosis of an individual that have been evaluated to have a mental illness or disorder. Okay, so the likelihood of this is, prognosis is just about, you know, certain elements of the disease or elements that consist of whatever mental illness that the person has. So given a prime example of what this consists of, okay, so when I talked about how it can affect the person's mood, the thoughts, and the behavior, on a more soulful dynamic, as far as a person going through mood swings because of a mental illness or disorder, it has a lot to do with a disruption of their solar plex and how it's basically unaligned, okay? So when I say that it's unaligned, for those who are conscious and aware of, you know, what type of mental illness that they have, as such as depression, PTSD, conversion disorder, schizophrenia, and you're still functional, but you're aware that you're functional with your daily life and you're able to live, but you know it affects you occasionally. For those people, you know, when you go through mood swings, the solar plex is unaligned, meaning mind, body, and soul, and it could cause a disruption in the person's mood, causing mood swings. Okay, another factor would be thought process. A lot of times, based off of how a person perceives a certain event or situation, it can cause them to have irrational thoughts, which leads to irrational behaviors. Now, irrational behavior has a lot to do with the neurological motor process of the person's brainwave, okay, which cause either inappropriate movements or cause them to act on something that, you know, was an irrational thought that they had prior. Okay? So a lot of times, you know, these are some of the signs associated with someone suffering from a mental disorder and the effects that they will have. Okay, so, for example, like I mentioned before, some of the classifications of mental illness consist of depression, which can range from mild to severe, because it goes from different spectrums. Okay, anxiety disorder, once again, schizophrenia, it could be an eating disorder, addictive behaviors. These are all mental conditions, clustered into different elements. Okay, so now that I've talked about what is a mental disorder and illness and what is a mental condition, so you can know the variation and difference, I'm going to talk about very briefly of how does mental disorders impact the lives of people. Okay, so when it comes down to evaluating, you know, either, you know, the outcome of the person's mental disorder, it affects certain aspects of the person. So once again, according to Mayo Clinic, the causes can be from inherited traits, environmental exposure from birth, and brain chemistry. So going back up to the fact of inherited traits, okay, before I even begin on that aspect, I wanted to just say that medical disorders are thought to be caused by a variety of genetic and environmental factors, once again from Mayo Clinic. Now I'm going to talk about inherited traits, okay? So it's linked back to a loved one suffering from mental conditions. Genetic disturbance can cause the likelihood of appearing suddenly due to a triggered situation or memory. So for example, if the person, let's say their body, the body is like an engine where the body is like an engine, the genetic is like a software, and when the software has been defected in some way, the body will recall a trauma or an attack on the body, and the brain is like a CAT scan where it leads to a mental disorder and can be identified or identify all sensations, symptoms in the body and cause an electrical, which is also known as a neurotransmitter magnetic disturbance within the person, which can be conflicting. Okay, so metaphorically, I just said that the body is like an engine. The genetic disturbance is like a software, and whatever defect that it has, it affects the person, you know, mentally, physically, and soulfully, okay? So a trauma, if somebody experiences a traumatic situation, it's almost like a genetic defect or virus that the person, you know, can't just overcome through medication, okay? And then when I talk about attacks, such as if a person been assaulted, it's almost like a mental blockage where the body can shut down or become reactive, okay? So that's the example of some of the inherited traits, you know, whereas a person, whenever they are triggered, it can cause a reaction from the person rather than just a response. Okay, so now moving along to environmental exposure. Okay, environmental exposure consists from birth, where it can be environmental stressors, inflammatory conditions, toxins, alcohol, drugs, while in the womb of a mother. And this is all information, once again, from Mayo Clinic, and this can cause a mental disorder in a person, especially a baby at birth, when the mother is an alcoholic or do drugs while being pregnant. Okay? And then now moving along to brain chemistry. Okay? So the neurotransmitters are electrical magnetic waves or circuits in the brain where there is a malfunction in the body. It can cause a chemical imbalance and impair function of nerve receptors and system changes. Okay? So that's the causes of a person suffering or being impacted by a mental disorder. Okay? So this is just to understand the causes and semi the impacts, but to go more in detail of inherited traits, okay? So a loved one suffering from mental condition or illness becomes a hereditary where no cure has been administered to genetically engineer affected genes to become stabilized and functional. So treatments are just temporary fix that do not progressively heal the patient. So as a result, it affects the person's social life, their work life, their level of concentration and behavior in intervals, time intervals, or occasionally throughout their life. You know, for people who suffer through mental illnesses. Okay, so now when it comes down to environmental exposure, one of the factors not just linked to birth, it's being around unhealthy and negative influences can impact the life of a person suffering from a mental disorder or illness. Stressful environments where there's a lot of pressure without any resolution or stabilization can cause the person to be triggered. Okay, so a patient has to be in control of themselves in a situation or feel as though they are in control. Okay, otherwise they're going to be a progressive decline in their mental health if they are around unhealthy and negative influences, lack of hygiene and care. For those who suffer with severe depression to where their body, everything just shuts down and they don't want to do anything and they just stay home, you know, not paying attention to their hygiene or health. That's a drastic decline in mental health. Okay, so this is me highlighting the facts of how this impacts a person's life. When a person also becomes emotional withdrawn, whereas sometimes they can become cold towards loved ones. Okay, so these are the signs to look for someone, a loved one who is suffering from any form of mental illnesses. Okay, and then a brain chemistry. So there can be severe impairment to bodily functions and mental health, oftentimes caused by the body to go in a shock or brain cells, oxygens will just shut down, causing a person to be in a flight or fight mode. Okay, so a lot of times the person can have an impaired judgment on something based off of how they perceive it, and then they can experience blackouts, where blackouts could either be active or inactive. And I give you a prime example of that, which caused the body to go into shock. So a person that feels as if they have to defend themselves and they go into a fight mode, you know, a lot of times they will black out, causing, you know, an active consciousness, but it's more of an active blackout to where they forget what action that they took, but they know that they had to defend themselves. And then on the contrary, when the body goes through a physical shock, the person inactively shut down where all of their conscious, their mental faculty, everything shut down, you know, even oxygen to the brain, and they pass out and then they come back again. That's an active, inactive blackout. Okay, and then another factor would be abnormal behaviors and unhealthy conditions or health. Okay, so I wanted to talk so much more about how to live with a loved one suffering from mental disorder. And I also wanted to talk about what to expect and how to cope with irregular behaviors. So I will basically just give me a moment and I'll finish this the show. Okay, and I am back. Okay, we had a little, just a little time blockage to where the time was not, you know, extended from, you know, for the 30 minutes. The show is usually gone for. So hopefully this is just rollover time, and, you know, for those who are listening, you know, you can still listen in and hear what's being said. Okay, so how to live with a loved one suffering from a mental disorder. So one of the characteristics that you want to be able to have is be patient. Trust me, you want to be patient with your loved one. Okay, be very patient. Don't show any forms of frustration, you know, anger or anything towards them. You want to be as much as possible loving to them, you know, when they are experiencing or going through, you know, certain episodes of their mental illness or disorder. Okay, another factor that you want to be able to encourage is being more or less open-minded to where you have honest and open communication with your loved one, and especially the ones that are aware in your family that are aware of your loved one condition. Okay, and then you want to be able to maintain an acceptance and positive attitude towards this loved one, basically having compassion. Don't patronize them because of their mental illness, especially if they are, you know, conscious and aware of their mental illness and they know how it affects the people around them and themselves and things of that nature. Don't do it because it's already, you know, one thing that they're suffering from the fact of they trying to understand what's happening to them, to you know, going through the episode and feeling as though the situation is out of their control. So don't, you know how they say, don't add insult to injury by patronizing them and treating them as, you know, some castaway or cast out. Okay, so those are just the three things that you want to be able to have when dealing with someone with a mental disorder or illness. Okay, so some of the steps in my advice would be to process the diagnosis of your loved one's mental illness. Process it, you know, and accept it, because sometimes when you see that this person had, you know, lived all of their life without having a condition, and then, like I said, they become an adult, a young adult, and then they start to suffer from, you know, this, you know, mental disorder or illness, especially for those who are in the military or, you know, those who, you know, in that field, they suffer from PTSD. So for you to be a loved one and see, you know, a relative and see your loved one, you know, going from one stream to the other spectrum to where as you see how their mental faculty or decline has taken place or how their mental condition is affecting their daily life. You see it. So you want to be able to take the time to process it and understand, okay, this, you know, my loved one is suffering from PTSD. So I understand these are the symptoms, you know, these are the causes, And once you educate yourself, which is the second thing, you educate yourself on their prognosis or diagnosis, that's like giving yourself one step, like you being like one step, or I say 10 steps ahead of the game, to where you know how to deal with your loved one. So you want to be able to educate yourself on their condition, the symptoms, and treatments that need to be administered to them to help stabilize their life as they continuously live throughout the remainder of their life. Okay, another factor that you want to be able to do is strategize a plan on how to cope with the loved one suffering from mental illnesses. Okay, strategizing a plan. Okay, if you have a bond with your loved one, you want to be able to give certain clues to them. You know, have like coded word or coded language with them so that they can understand and how to relate to you when they are suffering or going from, you know, going through their episode or situation. Another factor would be that you want to devise a plan of coping mechanism with the loved one, whereas there's teamwork as a family where you let other members of the family know about your loved one's condition and how y'all all can work as a team. This is a team effort to help, you know, support your loved one with their mental condition or whatever it is they're going through. Okay, avoid feelings of indifference towards your loved one. And I say that because sometimes with them having a mental condition or outbursts or whatever the case might be, sometimes it can cause a sense of anger, embarrassment, or frustration on behalf of, you know, the relative. But I am suggesting that you avoid those types of feelings of indifference towards your loved one, okay? And then seek out resources and support for your loved one, to whereas you can get them treated for, to see a psychiatrist or psychologist, even if it's just for a certain period. And then another factor would be to keep a journal. Keep a journal, whereas you can keep log of either, you know, your personal well-being, and, you know, whenever you see your loved one going through certain, you know, changes or reactions to whatever mental illness or disorder they may have, I mean, condition they may have, okay? So what to expect and how to cope with irregular behaviors? Expect changes in their mood, their attitudes, and their behavior. Expect outbursts or triggering behaviors to offset their mental illnesses. When they are in a rapid, uncontrollable behavior, you want to be able to speak calm to them in a monotonous tone to your loved one, you know, that's experiencing an episode. Because this gives them a calming effect and let them know that they don't have to be defensive or feel as if they have to fight to defend themselves when you speak calmly to them in a monotonous tone, okay? Because if you show any type of excitement or what have you, if you show them fear or any indifference, it may increase their radical behavior, okay? So you don't want that. So handle a loved one with love and care. It makes them feel accepted, and take good care of them, okay? And last but not least, seek additional help, such as appointments to see a psychologist or psychiatrist, you know, for routine medical care or checkups, okay? So this is my thoughts on mental health disorder. You know, like I said, I'm not a medical professional. You know, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm just speaking by experience, and I just wanted to share this information to those who may take a listen to this show on tonight and understand that mental illnesses is very serious. It's not something to be taken lightly, and for those who are suffering from it, you know, if you have a loved one, it's about their support system. You want to be able to support them as much as possible, okay? So this is my thoughts and my outreach to those who are suffering from mental illnesses and conditions. Thank you for listening to the Memoirs of Her, and you all have a wonderful night. Good night.